What was the process like getting Kevin's family on board with the film?
It was really easy. I just met with them and we really hit it off and felt very aligned.
Did you feel like you had a responsibility or loyalty to portray them in a certain way?
I think you have, when you make documentaries, a sort of infinite responsibility to the truth and to the people that you're filming. So somehow that was not anything I worried about. It's just very instinctive for me, I suppose. And with this family, there wasn't any, you know, they didn't put any restrictions on me. They never said, turn the camera off or you can't use that in the movie. I think that's where the strength of the film lies, is in that real honesty that they possess.
The people that shoot a lot of these, you know, snowboarding and skiing films, they're very passionate about their sport. Did you feel like you, again, had a sense of responsibility to portray the sport in a certain way?
You know, I think when people have agendas and are trying to sort of promote different things, I think human beings smell that, and documentary is the place where we can ignore those pressures and try to come to our own best understanding of a world and a story and a situation and a sequence of events. There is pressure to show that the glamour of the sport and not the downside. It is definitely a concern, I think, for some of the people involved in the sport, not to show the horror of what Kevin's been through. Kevin is not the poster boy for this sport. Kevin's injury points out the problems of the sport. I'm also, you know, a girl and a not a snowboarder. So you have to contend with people thinking that because you're not an expert insider, that you're not going to be able to make a movie. I've sort of come to learn to ignore that response, because with every film, faced doubts from men, from experts who look at me and say, who is she? What does she know? She can't make a film. I never listened to that kind of thinking anyway. I've never believed that.
If you could kind of sum up a message that you'd want the audience to take from the film, what would it be?
It's a really powerful story that's hard to sum up, because it, in many ways, it's not a snowboarding film at all. It becomes about family and growing up, I think, and self-awareness, and about accepting one's limitations. I think we're all confronted with terrible limitations, you know, grief and loss and a challenge in our life. And for me, the film becomes a real fable about that and about growing up, honestly. I mean, I think it's, you know, the beginning of the film is so much about youthful exuberance and passion and the dazzling pursuit of excellence above everything, you know, and how that kind of life comes to take that over with a more complicated set of responsibilities and goals in a beautiful way, in a tragic way, but also in a very uplifting way. And that's why I think the film gets deep, man. It gets very deep.